Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Welcome back to the Roundtable, as we call it, or Tatle. In all these years, 16 years, I don't think I've ever called it the Tatle before, but there you go. Located in Olive Ridge, New York, on 374 acres of Catskill forest, streams, and farmland, the Shokin Center is a special blend of geologic, natural, and human history. Their mystery, their, you know what?
Good morning,
the mission is to teach, inspire, and build community through shared experience in nature, history, and the arts. And this summer, they're very busy. They're having a swing dance and barbecue this Saturday, hosting a Western and Swing Week, a guitar camp, and a Seeger tribute dance and sing, and all of that now and into the first half of July. Their summer hoot is August 22nd through the 24th. Gina Gould is the executive director of the Shokin Center. She joins us this morning, and our dear friends Jay Unger and Molly Mason are here as well. Hello to all of you.
Hello. Hi, Joe. Great to be back here.
It's good to have you here at the Tatle.
The turtle. Yeah.
It is really nice to see you all and to have you here. A lot of cool things going on. So first, Jay and Molly, why don't you tell us a little bit about the Shokin Center and how Gina came into the picture.
Wow. Well, there was a year-long search for somebody, and we didn't know who it would be. And it is Gina Gould, and she's amazing. We're so thrilled.
Gina, you're amazing.
She gets it. And it's a complex thing, the Shokin Center. It's many things to many people. And it's also, let's say, one of the best kept secrets in the Catskills, because for many, many years, over 40 years, the environmental education programs were just for the schools. And the music and dance programs were just for people who signed up to live there for a week. So the public really didn't come in. But we're trying to reach out to the community, the public, make it a place that families, people of all ages, can call a home. And Gina really gets that in a big way.
Right. She's been on board at Shokin Center for about 4 weeks now. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to let her tell her story of who she is and where she comes from. Gina?
Thank you. Thank you both for the vote of confidence. I just love my job. I love my job.
Glad to hear that.
I've been at the Shokin Center for a month, and it only seems like a couple of days. It's great to spend an enormous amount of time outside. I am a scientist by education and training. And, you know, when you become a scientist, you think for sure you're going to be outside because that's why you become a scientist.
Right. Well, we promised to get you an office before winter.
Exactly, because it's going to wreak havoc on my computer and yeah. start snowing on it.
Tents are fine now, but after a while. Right.
So,
do you see it? Jay described it a moment ago as a complex job. Do you see it that way?
Actually, I see it as what I've been doing for years, which is offering STEAM, science, technology, engineering, art, and math programs. And so, art could be music, it could be drawing, it could be painting, to the community and. These kinds of programs should be immersive learning programs where you're not necessarily learning one thing, but many things while you're there. So that's how I learn. You know, I need to understand if I'm looking at the geology, you know, I need to understand what the minerals are. I need to understand the fact that, let's say, the reason why apples grow in New York State is because of the Devonian rock record. It's a particular mineral. Those are the kinds of things that make people remember right. what you're teaching them. So I think that if you already think in those ways, that it's not all that complex. It's just bringing it all together.
And if you can put it into a song, it'll be even more memorable.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly right.
And during the school year, Monday through Friday, we have kids, mostly fourth, fifth, sixth graders, come through for the Environmental Education and History program. That's been going on for 47 years, I think. and continues. And weekends, it's rented mostly by adult groups of various types, from blacksmiths to dancers to fiddlers to all kinds of folks. And the summer also mostly adult groups.
And everyone sort of has a different mission, right, of different groups that are looking at different it shows how multifaceted the center is, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it all comes together. It is what you just said there, reading it, was life-changing experiences in nature, history, and the arts. The place has a certain energy to it. I might sound a little New Agey here, but if you want to build community and you want to have people leave the cares of the regular world behind and open up to each other and to something new, it's a place that fosters that. It just does it. I don't know why.
I would agree.
It's magic.
Yeah, I would agree. And I think that people that come there, regardless of why they come. So we hosted a local wedding over the weekend.
Right.
A couple was a mile from the Ashokan Center and wanted to have a sustainable wedding. And we provided that. And everybody that came felt like they were part of this community. And remember, community is not just people. It's all the organisms that support a community.
Mm.
And so when they come to the Ashokan Center, they are in the forest. There, you know, there's water that runs through it, which is, you know, brings life to everything and is teeming with its own life, right? The Ashokan means the place of great fishing.
Right.
So it's just huge community.
A lot of great things coming up this summer. Who wants to give us a little bit of a taste of what you have coming up?
Well, I'll talk about the taste because it's so darn good with our chef, Jill Freiberg. And we have open dances and dinners. So you can come for dinner and then dance. We have three of them this summer. One this Saturday night prior to our Western and Swing Week.
That's
so that'll
the
be
swing
dance. Dancing. Featuring Swingology. I don't know if you remember that old band.
Yeah.
That's me and Jay and Peter Davis.
Right.
Yeah. And Peter Davis's band, Lindy Hop Heaven,
yeah.
Two bands.
Yeah. So it'll be an evening of swing dancing this Saturday night. Then there's another one opening up our Northern Week, and that will be July the 19th. And that's a very special dance. And Jay, why don't you talk about
yeah,
that
one? It's a Pete and Toshi tribute dance. They met at a square dance in 1938.
That's Pete and Toshi
Seeger. Pete and Toshi yeah. Seeger, mm-hmm. Yes. And so that evening, we're going to do Catskill Mountain Squares, and they'll be teaching and all of that sort of thing. In the afternoon, there's a presentation by people remembering and teaching about Camp Woodland, which was about a 30-year run in the Catskills. It was a camp that Pete used to, when he was a very young man, teach music at and hang out with the young people. And some of the folks who were connected with that will be there, including Joe Hickerson. And we're having a sing-along leading into the dance. I'm rambling here a little bit.
No, no.
The significance of Joe Hickerson is, you know the song, Where Have All the Flowers Gone?
Sure.
It started out with only two verses or three, so it ended where the soldiers. Joe Hickerson is the guy who brought it back around through the graves to the flowers to the young girls again and made it a full circle. He'll be there. He'll be helping lead songs. I think it's just great to bring Joe.
And that's July the 19th, the Saturday.
And then
in August, we open up our Southern Week. I think it's August the 9th. There's also a dinner dance featuring Cajun, Zydeco, and old-time Appalachian square dancing. The dance will be half one and half the other, and some great Southern-style food that Jill will cook up for us. So that sounds fun, too.
And then absolutely.
For families, I mean, all these things are great for families, but we really specialize in the multi-generational, the summer hoot, which Mike and Ruthie put together and features music, activities, outdoor activities, great stuff for everybody of all ages, and our family camp, which is a brand new camp. These are both in August. Some of the people at the hoot will be David Bromberg, Aeneas Mitchell, and Jefferson Hamer, the Saints of Swing with Renee Bailey, the Spirit Family Reunion, the Revelers.
Mike and Ruthie.
Yeah. And Molly and I. I guess we're there, too.
Yes, we are.
Can't get out of that gig.
No, we'll be there. Loving it. Loving every minute of it.
What year hoot is this? Do you know?
Second summer.
Second hoot.
Yeah. Last year was so fun. It was wonderful. And we're looking forward to the second one.
There are winter ones, too. There have been two of those.
Excellent. Yeah. It's August 22nd through the 24th. So, Gina, you're in for the ride here.
I am totally in for the ride.
You got a lot of good stuff coming up. And
I may learn to two-step.
And then by the end of it, you'll know how to two-step and have an office. Simple things. That's all you ask for. If you want to find out more, just go to ashokencenter.org, and you can find out about all the events, which, as Molly mentioned, beginning this weekend, Swing Dance and Barbecue on the 28th, and then Western and Swing Week taking place the 29th through July 5th. Ashokencenter.org. Gina, Jay, Molly, thank you very much for being with us.
You are welcome.
Did I forget something?
Pleasure.
No.
Oh, I was just going to mention the Hoot website if you want to find out about that August fun festival at Ashokan Center.
Ashokencenter.org will get you there, or you can go directly to homeofthehoot.com.
Home of the Hoot.
Don't you love it?
I did not want to miss saying that. Okay, homeofthehoot.com or ashokencenter.org. Gina, Jay, Molly, thank you very much for being
with us. Thank you, Jay.
Great pleasure.
Great to be back.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.